Hi, my name is Riley.
And I'm Chloe.
And today we're talking about the Great Depression.
The Great Depression started in 1929 as the stock prices rose to unexpected levels. Investing in the stock market came to be seen as the easy way to make money. People used much of their disposable income, even mortgage their homes, to buy stock. It started after the stock market crashed of October 1929 and ended millions of investors.
Then everyone involved started to panic. Consumer spending, especially on durable goods, and business investment were reducing, leading to job losses, which further reduced spending and investment. In 1933, the Great Depression hit its lowest point. 15 million Americans were jobless, and half of America's banks had failed.
The Great Depression of 1929 devastated the U.S. economy. Half of all banks failed. Unemployment increased and homelessness also increased. Housing prices plummeted, international trade decreased, and price fell 10% per year.
In 1929, economic output was $105 billion.
By 1933, the country had suffered at least 4 years of economic contraction.
It only produced $57 billion, half of what it produced in 1929.
The Great Depression was the worst economic crisis in U.S. history. From 1931 to 1940, unemployment was always increasing.
In April 1939, almost 10 years after the crisis began, more than 1 out of 5 people still could not find work.
On the surface, World War II seemed to mark the end of the Great Depression.
Those war jobs took care of 17 million unemployed in 1939 to get ready for World War II.
When World War II was finally over on September 2nd, 1945, that's when the Great Depression finally ended after job loss and economic contraction. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.